The Prague-based Zimmermann English Theatre is taking their successful and very funny production of The Stand-In, known as Zaskok, to America. It is the very first time audiences in the U.S. will be able to see the English language production. Performances are to be held in three cities from April 19th to 28th, including at the National Bohemian Hall in New York. Ahead of the U.S. run, I spoke to two of the main actors, Brian Kasp and Peter Hosking. And Brian began by talking first about the first reading of the play a few years back now. And just for your information, Brian is from the U.S., and Peter is the gent with the Aussie accent. Here's Brian Kasp.
Our first staged reading of it was in 2014, 3 years ago.
It being 2017 now, yes, good arithmetic.
Simple addition, subtraction, I do pretty well at.
What was the whole kind of idea to do Zimmermann in English? I mean, obviously, generations of Czechs know it. It seems that this was also very much a turning point for you as actors and people involved in the English theater scene here in Prague.
Well, the original translation came from Brian Stewart being introduced to Zimmermann by his girlfriend at the time, and she provided him with a translation, and he rejigged it so that it became much more relevant to English-speaking audiences. And we met a bit of resistance at first from the establishment about putting it on, but once they saw it, they were swept away, and it's been great, and it's been fantastic to be a part of that whole Czech mythology of Zimmermann.
People didn't believe, or locals didn't believe, that it could be done in English, that it would lose something, perhaps?
Yeah, that's right. They felt that their humour could not be transferred to another language, but in fact it's actually pretty damn universal.
And actually, if you go on the message boards, because now we're starting to get press about the upcoming tour, you still will get people posting in Czech about how it can't be done, can't be translated, it's not going to work. But the good thing is now you get Czechs who have seen the show counterposting and saying, actually, you should come and see it because it really does work.
Now, for the audiences who have yet to discover Zimmermann, what kind of a theater is it? What kind of a character is it? Because this is a persona or a fictional character that was voted the greatest Czech of all time, but disqualified at the same time because he doesn't exist. Who is Jara Zimmermann?
The way I like to describe it is that if you think about Monty Python, and if John Cleese and Eric Idle and all of those guys had said, actually, all of this work that we're doing, it was written by this guy named Monty Python, and we're just performing it. It's kind of that sense. The humor is not exactly the same. It's not as absurd. It's much more dry, it's much more straightforward than a Monty Python sketch would be, but it's as beloved and it's as iconic to the Czech culture as Monty Python would be to the British and English-speaking culture.
Is the character Jara Zimmermann, is he this forgotten genius? Is that right? Somebody who was behind the scenes, who was kind of everywhere first in a way?
Yeah, he's the Czech everyman, the guy who would have been famous, but he got to the patent office behind Edison, the same invention, so on and so on. Of course, if we're talking to people who don't know anything about Zimmermann, then we should point out that Zimmermann never actually appears in the plays. He's the author of the plays. And the first half of first segment of the show is always lectures by learned men who know about Zimmermann, explaining Zimmermann's works so that they can be appreciated when the actual play is performed in the second half of the show.
It's not that usual to have basically the first half of the play or the evening be just a seminar where people are standing at a podium reading learned texts about a mythic figure is not terribly common. But actually what happened when the creators of the plays, Zdeněk Svirák and Ladislav Smoljak, when they were going to premiere the first one, what actually happened was they hadn't quite completed two acts of the whole play, and so they decided how are they going to fill the time, and so they decided to create these seminars where they could talk about Zimmermann and they could reference some of the jokes that, like, basically set up some of the jokes that were going to happen in the play. But at the same time, it would be a little bit easier to stage, a little bit easier to write. And so that's how it actually worked itself out.
Does Zimmermann have American connections as well, since we're talking about the upcoming U.S. tour. I read the reference to Tesla, for example.
I think that the reference to Nikola Tesla was something that Mr. Svirak had just discovered as we were preparing this tour. He did some more digging in the research and discovered that Timmerman actually had been there. I don't think it was something that appears in the canon up to this point.
But of course, Timmerman traveled extensively, even to the North Pole, and discovered the Yeti, which the English garbled into Yeti.
And the beauty of it is, of course, that it is a living mythology, that it is a character that continues to develop through your interpretation as well, and that Svirak, one of the original co-authors or co-inventors, can come in and work with you guys and contribute in that fashion.
One of the great things about being a part of this company, about doing this great work, is that we do have the support of the original creators, because it is such it's so close to so many Czechs' hearts that to come in and to do this play without the involvement of not only Mr. Svirak, but also his daughter Hanka was integral in translating the play and making sure that the essence of the plays were captured in the English translation, because she's quite fluent in English and she teaches English and works in that field. Not only that, but also on our tour, the eldest son of Vladislav Smoljak is going to come and shoot a documentary about the tour, and he's actually lending a whole other level of gravitas, I would say, to the tour. It's not just a bunch of non-Czech actors who are kind of taking this iconic piece and kind of doing what they will with it. We're really threading ourselves into the mythology, and really, for me, the honor of it is to take this beloved piece and to actually shepherd it onto the world stage.
Which cities are you going to be performing in just a few days' time?
We're going to be performing in New York City at the Bohemian National Hall, and somewhere else in New York as well.
We're performing at Hosteling International on April 21st. We're performing at the Bohemian National Hall on April 19th and 22nd. And then we take a bus. We all load up into a bus and go down to Washington, D.C., where we'll be the guest of the Czech embassy in Washington.
Very close to the White House.
Exactly. We'll be out in front of the White House, maybe. I think David's going to want some videos about that.
Mr. Zeman is going to be there at the same time that we are.
Yeah. So it's going to be a busy time at the embassy, and we don't know yet if Zeman is going to come to our show in Washington. Maybe he'll bring Trump, maybe he won't, we'll see. But the expectation is out there, we shall see.
Yeah. And we're going to Baltimore.
And then we're going to Baltimore after that.
I had that question in mind. I was going to ask about who might attend, because of course I was thinking about how the American vice president attended a performance of Hamilton.
Very interesting days.
Yeah, regardless of political affinity.
Exactly.
This is a big project. Would it have been possible without crowdfunding? And how did crowdfunding sort of define or underline the whole thing?
Well, we were originally counting on a grant from the ministry, but when that didn't eventuate, we had to resort to Plan B, which was crowdfunding. And that's been very successful. Thank you to everybody who donated.
It's been quite extraordinary, because we didn't know. You know, we know that we have fans, but we didn't know if they would donate, how much they would donate. And what's been truly amazing and truly touching for me, and I think for everyone, is how passionately people feel about the project, about Timmerman. We thought that most of the donations would come from the Czech diaspora in America. But when in truth, most of the donations actually came from Czechs living in the Czech Republic who want to see that go forward. We've actually paid for our flights based just on the crowdfunding. And David Smoljak has actually launched his own Hit campaign where, you know, he's also got, raised over 120,000 crowns from people who want to see this happen. So there's a real appetite for it. And I think there's a real excitement for it. And we're definitely really excited to go.
Tell me a little bit about the stand-in. What can audiences expect? How would you set it up for those who will be coming on one of those evenings or one of those days?
Well, as we've already stated, there will be a seminar with half a dozen learned professors giving their opinions on matters Zimmerman. And after that, we will get into the actual play known as the stand-in, in which a struggling touring theatre company have to replace a husband and wife team who have run off, leaving them in the lurch. And we bring in Vavrok, who is a master of the art, but has kind of got a bit past it, I think.
You guys have been performing it for a while. What is one of your favorite moments where everything sort of comes together or gets the most laughs or, you know, just the best moment?
Well, yeah, my favorite moment, not really gets the most laughs, is when Vavrok walks off stage and leaves us there with nothing to say, which we do refer to as the dairy scene because we milk that silence for a long time. But one of the greatest pleasures for me is seeing Czech people bringing their non-Czech partner along to show them what Zimmerman is all about. And you can sense that excitement in the audience. It's a great feeling, playing to the converted.
Yeah, it's funny because I think that there's moments that we in the cast, you know, we just came from a rehearsal today. There's moments that we in the cast just love to say. You know, there's a moment when I say the line, "What moves?" If we were in a rehearsal, I don't say that line. I just point my fingers like a rock star, and the whole cast says it for me. I mean, there's things that are, even in as much as the Czech version has been iconic, you know, people listening to the cassettes of it when they went away to the country house and stuff like that, and lines from that have gotten into their heads. I think for us, you know, saying "what moves," which to the listener may not sound like anything, but to us it's just a wonderful light moment, and I think that it's just chock full of those kind of moments.
Is it still an organic process, or do these moments get fixed? I mean, do you still have room to sort of run away with things, or is it always, I don't want to say the same, but are there things that are still being added?
No, we always put the mistakes in a different place every night. It does morph and change, as any play does through a season. The difference here is that in most of the Western world, you do a four-week run and the play morphs over the space of that 4 weeks. We've had one show a month for 2.5 years, and it's morphing much more gradually, and we're seeing that process more clearly the more often we rehearse. So, yes, it is not a static production by any means.
We should mention...
Yeah, I just wanted to say that for people who are on the East Coast, who want to come and see the shows, that you can go to www.zimmerman-in-america.com, and we have links to all of the tickets where you can reserve tickets there. For people who want to donate to the project, and actually at this point, donations will go a little bit to pay our expenses, but also we will be setting aside donations for possible future tours. And we've had interest from other places in North America. We'd love to continue taking the show out of the Czech Republic. So people can come and check it out. They should like us on Facebook. And that's it. Get involved. Get in touch.